one, Mr. Speaker.
What a difference a few days makes in British politics. Earlier in January, Prime Minister David Cameron outlined the limited scope of the UK's involvement in the Malian mission. Defence Secretary's Philip Hammond's urgent statement to the House on Tuesday made it clear that London would be far more involved in the French-led operation than was previously thought. 200 UK troops would train an African regional force, and further UK equipment pledged to prop up existing military action. Chris Nynham from Stop the War is sceptical.
Well, we were told a week ago there was going to be no combat role, a couple of transport planes, and that was it. Now we have another RAF plane being sent and more than 200 military personnel, including 170 combat troops. So what is going on here? This is mission creep at speed. This is a government that is clearly enthusiastic about a new set of wars in the West Africa, Central West Africa. It's a new continent that Britain and France are now taking on in the war on terror.
European and African leaders are discussing the Malian conflict in both Brussels and Addis Ababa this week. But Britain has so far been one of the most vocal supporters of France's efforts inside Mali. London is to offer £3 million to help the African-led international support mission to Mali and a further £2 million to support UN work inside the country. Philip Hammond said this in his statement to Parliament.
I can assure the House that we will not allow UK personnel to deploy on any mission until we are satisfied that adequate force protection arrangements are in place.
Though the British stance on Mali has cross-party support, there are already questions being asked of an exit strategy. Lessons from past conflicts, it seems, have not been completely digested.
They've also learnt nothing, amazingly, from the last few years. Afghanistan, Iraq, they were both interventions that were presented as being humanitarian. I remember seeing the pictures of the cheering people in Kabul and the cheering people in Baghdad. We're getting the same pictures from Africa now. How much longer before the carnage starts, really?
Few will be surprised when there are further announcements regarding the UK's growing involvement in a crisis that is not only engulfing Mali, but the entire Sahel region.
Anti-war activists are becoming increasingly concerned that this mission to Mali is the beginning of another foreign UK intervention. A costly, deadly, and dangerous one at that. And if what's happened in Afghanistan and Iraq are anything to go by, well, there really is cause for concern. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.